Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program is a Great Songs Golden Oldie. Great Songs was the previous name of Singing and Other Sins. On this 1992 Great Songs, we enjoyed a sampling of Western art songs of Japan. I was joined by Noriko Kawaura, professor of Japanese at the University of Hawaii, Manoa, and Katsumi Niwa, voice professor at Tokyo's Nihon University Art College. I ask Professor Niwa about the subject.
I would like to have you tell us something about the history of Western song in Japan.
Yes, I'm very happy to be here to speak about Japanese art song. We have only 100 years history of Japanese art songs. Many people studied in European style of songs, and now gradually we are trying to compose Japanese own style of Japanese flavor, and including and of course that was had Western influence. Many people went to study in Germany first, and my famous composer, two of them that represented, actually three, Mr. Rentaro Taki, one of the first composer who went to Japanese government sent to Germany to study Western music.
And he specialized in studying Lieder there?
Yes, that's right. And he wrote several, he has one book, all songs. He died like Schubert, very young. Oh. He died about 20-something, before 30 years old, and he died. But he wrote several famous songs, Kojo no Tsuki, that Moon in the Castle.
I know that one.
Yeah, that's famous. And Flower, that is about the beauty of cherry blossom in Tokyo, Sumida River. And that two songs are very famous for his composition, and everybody knows.
Bariton Sumito Tachikawa, accompanied by Yoichi Miura, singing Kojo no Tsuki.
Oh. The composer was Rentaro Taki, and he lived from 1879 to 1903. The title of the song in English is The Moon on the Old Castle. And I'll ask my guest Noriko to tell us something about who was singing and the poet.
Poet was Bansui Doi. Composer was Rentaro Taki. Sung by bariton Sumito Tachikawa, accompanied by Mr. Yoichi Miura.
And the style of that poetry was the waka poetry, the 575?
77.
That's what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good. And can you tell us about the next song we're going to hear?
Title is Hana, which means flowers, by Rentaro Taki again. Soprano Kuniko Nakamura, mezzo-soprano Hiroko Kimura, and accompanied by Mr. Miura.
On this program of great songs, we're hearing a sampling of the Western song tradition from Japan. And my guest in the studio is Noriko Kaura, who is helping me with the translations and the background of these songs. And I also had an interview with Katsumi Niwa, a professor of voice at the Nihon University in Tokyo. We just heard Hana, or flowers. And who are the singers?
Kuniko Nakamura, soprano, mezzo-soprano Hiroko Kimura, accompanied by Miura.
And what are we going to hear next?
Aki no Tsuki.
And that means the moon of autumn, also by Rentaro Taki. I remember his years 1879 to 1903. And who's going to be singing?
Bass, Tadahiko Hirano, accompanied by Miura.
Oh,
Rentaro Taki was the composer, and we heard Moon of Autumn. And that is in Japanese.
Aki no tsuki. Bass was Tadahiko Hirano, accompanied by Miura.
Very good. And now we'll go back to the interview with Katsumi Niwa, talking about the next composer of Western art song from Japan. The man he's discussing is Kosaku Yamada.
The composer, and he was a singer. The first time,
really?
He started as a singer. And he went to study in Germany. At that time in Germany, the Richard Strauss and like that period. Of course, he wrote lots of songs. I don't know how many hundred songs. He's very famous for song writer.
His name again?
Mr. Kosaku Yamada.
Yamada.
Yamada, yes. And he wrote, one of the most famous one is Konomichi, and he sort of reproduced that one, Sakura, the Japanese old songs. You know.
So it has a flavor of Japan?
Yes, very much flavor of Japan and Western style, and his own Japanese flavor melody.
Uh-huh.
Then that everybody knows. Akatombo is one of that red dragonfly.
Noriko, who will we hear singing the red dragonfly?
Soprano Kyoko Ito.
And the accompanist is again Mr. Miura?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Akatombo, the red dragonfly. And Noriko, tell me something about this song. You said that the first three songs we heard were really for adults and that this one is more often sung by children.
Yes, I think so.
And that this is a sad song.
Yeah, the boy was recalling his nice memory with his old sister, who is not in the family anymore, go for work when she was small or either marry to somebody.
And what does that have to do with the dragonfly?
This boy was on his sister's back, and then saw the dragonfly when he was really small. Actually, the older sister was babysitting for the younger brother.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And what's the next song we'll hear by Mr. Yamada?
This is Rokkyu.
And what does that mean?
Memory Days of Shinran, please.
Ah, and so it's another serious song.
I think so.
But this is not for children.
I don't think so.
Right, and who is the singer now?
Again, soprano Kyoko Ito, accompanied by Miura.
Thank you. We heard the memorial days of the Shinran priest. Again, the composer is Yamada, who lived from 1886 to 1965. And in this, he is going to meet his lover, and he hears ringing bells that reminds him of his lover, and he weeps for the joy of love. But Noriko, I didn't think priests had girlfriends.
I don't think when we first imported or had the idea of Buddhists, the Buddhist priests couldn't have any lovers or wives. Mm-hmm. But Shinran was the founder of the new Buddhist religion. And then in a way, he released everybody to their own or his own emotion or nature or things. That's my understanding, but I'm not sure. But
that sounds interesting. Well, good. Well, let's hear another song by Kosaku Yamada. This is Konomichi. Did I say it right?
Konomichi.
Yeah, pretty close. This is a pass road. I remember this pass in Hokkaido. I came here before with my mother, is the little story. Who's singing?
Soprano Kyoko Ito, accompanied by Miura.
And who is the poet on this?
Hakushu Kitahara.
Thank you. Another sad song, this pass in Hokkaido. Why is it so sad, Noriko?
I don't think this is a sad song.
It just sounds sad.
Yeah. But
the words are not sad.
No, I don't think so. Uh-huh. He has a good memory with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds sad, but actually it's a beautiful song.
Yes. Oh, and this soprano, her first name, I don't remember her first
Kyoko.
Name. Kyoko Ito. Is such a beautiful soprano. I should tell everyone that this music has been sent by our Professor Katsumi Niwa from Japan, and these are Victor recordings that we're hearing. And it's a shame that these voices, these great Japanese voices, are not heard or not known in the West. Let's hear that same soprano in another song by Mr. Yamada. And again, Kitahara is the poet.
Yeah, famous poet.
And how do we pronounce the title here?
Karatachi no Hana.
The Flower of Karatachi. This is the memories of young love in front of the Karatachi tree's flowers. Once again, Mr. Miura is the pianist and Miss Ito the soprano. Flowers of Karatachi. Karatachi no Hana.
Hai.
Hai. And once again, the composer was Yamada and Kitahara, the poet. But we forgot to mention that when we began with the Yamada, the first song, the Akatombo, that was not Kitahara, but rather Rofru Miki.
Lofu Miki.
And that was in the syllabic waku or tanka style, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the ones we've just heard are more modern style of poems. And now we'll hear another Yamada song. The bell is ringing. And this in Japanese is...
Kane ga narimasu.
The temple bell is ringing, but my lover doesn't appear yet. And the soprano is...
Katsura Nakazawa, accompanied by Miura.
We just heard the temple bell is ringing, and the poetry was by Kitahara and Yamada, the composer. The soprano was
Katsura Nakazawa,
with Mr. Miura again, the pianist. I should tell you that Noriko Kawaura, who is helping me in the studio today, is a teacher at the University of Hawaii. What do you teach?
Japanese?
Yes, but is this a beginning Japanese course, advanced Japanese? What?
Beginning and intermediate.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been at the university?
About 5 years.
5 years. Well, wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here helping me with the pronunciation and the translation. Give me a bit of translation on the next song by Mr. Yamada that we'll hear called Waiting in Vain, or...
Machiboke.
Machiboke. And tell me a little bit about the story.
This guy was working very hard mm-hmm. on the field. Then he took a break. Then he saw a rabbit was running out from the bush and hit his head into the wood. Uh-huh. And he died. Oh. So this guy could get rabbit without doing anything.
Right.
So since that moment, he quit working hard and just laying around waiting for the second rabbit is coming out. But he couldn't get any.
That was just a coincidence. Who is the soprano we'll hear singing this song?
Kuniko Nakamura.
And Mr. Miura is again the pianist. It's nice to hear that Mr. Yamada has such a range of expression, something very light. And this was another children's song, no?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Waiting in vain for that rabbit to appear, Machi Boke.
Yeah, that's a cute song.
Yes, I liked it. Once again, the soprano was Kuniko
Nakamura,
with Mr. Miura, the pianist of almost everything we're hearing today. The next song by Mr. Yamada that we'll hear is actually a Russian title, Pechika, which means fireside. The fireside is very nice, and I wait for my guests and family. And the baritone we'll hear, his name is
Sumito Tachikawa.
And again, Mr. Miura, the pianist.
Yuki no furyo tanoshii.
This program of great songs, tracing the history of Western song in Japan, Western art song. We just heard Pechika, or Fireside, by Mr. Yamada. Once again, the composer of the poetry was Kitahara. And this was sung by a very famous baritone, I understand.
Yeah, Sumito Tachikawa.
And why is he so well known?
I remember that when I was small, the Japanese public TV program, Music for Children, aired. And then I remember this Mr. Tachikawa was singing children's songs.
So he was famous.
I think so.
Oh, that's nice to hear. The next Yamada song that we'll hear is called
中国地方の子守歌.
That is one of the difficult ones for me. It's a kind of a lullaby from West Japan. In this, the person sings that they will go to the shrine to pray that their baby will be well. And we have a soprano singing this, right?
Yes, Katsura Nakazawa.
And once again, the accompanist is Mr. Miura. That was a lullaby by Yamada, sung by
Katsura Nakazawa.
And the accompanist was again Mr. Miura. I have to thank again Noriko Kawaura for all of her help in these songs. Tell me the title of that one again, because it's beautiful to hear it in Japanese.
中国地方の子守歌.
Yes. And we'll move on to another Yamada song from the early period of Japanese art song or Japanese Western art song. This is the very well-known Sakura, Sakura, where the person is talking about going to see the beautiful cherry blossoms. We have a soprano again singing this.
Kyoko Ito.
With Mr. Miura again, the pianist.
You.
Noriko, that famous song Sakura, Sakura, doesn't have any credit for the poet. There's no composer of the words. It's just an ancient poem that everybody knows?
I think so.
Then we heard Kyoko Ito as the soprano with Miura-san, once again the fine pianist, in Sakura, Sakura by Yamada. Now we'll return to the interview with Katsumi Niwa, and he is speaking about Yamada and his songs.
These songs all written with piano in mind?
That's right, piano and voice.
Any particular voice?
He married soprano, then I think he wrote for her, I think, many of them. And one tenor, Mr. Yoshie Fujiwara, one of the famous tenor, and they traveled together. Mr. Yamada accompanied him. And one poet, very famous at that time, that's Kitahara Hakushu. And Hakushu and Yamada and Mr. Fujiwara, that combi, sort of golden combi, is very famous. And they wrote many good songs in it.
So this poet was actually writing, expecting that the poetry would be sung?
No, I don't think so.
Not necessarily.
That's Mr. Hakushu Kitahara's poetry is very singable, like in French melody, the Berlin song. Berlin is very easy to, very musical. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, poem music is very important in the poetry. He's saying in the, his poetry theory or something that's very famous. Kitahara's poem is very singable. Lots of good Japanese flavor in it. And then many people, not only Mr. Yamada, wrote. Many people wrote his poem as a Japanese art song.
Thank you, Mr. Niwa.
On this edition of Singing at Other Sins, we've been listening to a great songs program of 1992 that featured Western Art Song of Japan. This is the first of two such programs, and I had the help of Noriko Kawaura, professor of Japanese at the University of Hawaii Manoa, and Katsumi Niwa, voice professor at Tokyo's Nihon University Art College. To close this program, we'll hear Mr. Niwa with pianist Shoko Matsui perform a folk song of Japan called Tokuku. It's from the northwest part of Honshu, and it's in the Akita dialect, loosely translated as the wooden ladle seller's song. If we could see the singer, it would include exaggerated gestures. In a kind of playful way, he lists the many kinds of trees he needs to cut to make his ladles. This becomes a kind of counting song. All of his hard work also takes a lot of time, 3 years and 3 months to make three ladles. All this is a selling pitch to add value to his wares.
Oh,
Was Katsuumi Niwa with pianist Shoko Matsui performing the Japanese folk song Tokoku, the Wooden Ladle Seller's Song. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, you've heard Japanese art song taken from a 1992 Great Songs program. This is your host and producer of Singing in Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.